Good morning.
Welcome
to From Cells to Community Part 2, Race, Poverty, Health, and Policy. I'm assuming this is the panel presentation everybody planned to come to and they're in the right room. I want to thank the Black Caucus for giving us the opportunity to present once again. This is maybe our fourth or fifth presentation. The reason that we've decided to call it in one sense, From Cells to Community Part 2, we did Part 1 last year, is we're going to start at the genetic level and go all the way down to community. So we thought that was an appropriate way to get into the theme. Our subtitle is Race, Poverty, Health, and Policy, so we plan to hit on all of those. I'm going to disclose to everybody that nobody on this panel that I'm aware of has any financial interest, so this will be our only disclosure slide. My name is Joe Harrington. I'm a regional health officer and administrative law judge with the Illinois Department of Public Health. I used to work for the City of Chicago Department of Public Health, and when I was there with Dr. Terry Mason, who at that time was commissioner, we came up with this slide to describe how public health works. And so you can imagine that water is disease flowing out of the faucet, and public health is actually the handle on that pipe that turns it off. So that's what public health is. And I wanted to offer up my favorite definition of public health that comes from Charles Winslow, and actually from 1920. And he described public health as science and art of preventing disease, prolonging life, and promoting health through the organized efforts and informed choices of society, organizations, public and private communities, and individuals. Now, this is my favorite definition of health, and I think Dr. Mason shares that with me. This comes out of a status report, health status report, July 2002, from the Center for African American Health. And it's similar to the definition that most people have seen from the World Health Organization. However, it goes a step further, and what I think is really important is it really speaks to the role of the individual in the society and the opportunity and the responsibility of the individual to contribute positive to their family, community, and society. So when talking about health, this is always my preferred definition moving forward. When we look at population health, we're really just looking at this not only in the context of the individual, but the context of the group and the group in the context of society. Now, many of you are familiar with Dr. Thomas Friedman, the director of the CDC. He actually just wrote an article that appeared in JAMA, and it was just released last week on the future of public health. And he reminded us in that article that since 1900, the average lifespan in the United States has increased by more than 30 years. And of that 30 years, 25 of those years are directly attributable to things that happened in public health. Reductions in child mortality, immunization and coverage, clean waters, sanitation, other child survival programs, as well as seatbelts. So public health contributed 25 of the 30 years of life expectancy gained since 1900. And this slide really just gets to what we're talking about when we talk about life expectancy at birth and the gains that we've made between 1900 to 2003. But it's important to remember that while all groups in this country have had some degree of gain in terms of this graph, that still minorities, and specifically racial and ethnic minorities, have a disproportionate burden of health in terms of health outcomes and health status, and still have a shorter life expectancies than their majority counterparts. That speaks to the social determinants of health, which really just talks about the environments that people live in. And there was a report that was released by the World Health Organization called Closing the Gap, the Closing the Gap Report in a Generation. And what they talked about in the context of the social determinants of health, and I'll read, social and economic policies have a determining impact on whether a child can grow and develop to its full potential and live a flourishing life, or whether its life will be blighted. Increasingly, the nature of the health problems rich and poor countries have to solve are converging. The development of a society, rich or poor, can be judged by the quality of its population's health, how fairly health is distributed across the social spectrum, and the degree of protection provided from disadvantage as a result of ill health. So anyone that's interested can get a copy of the Closing the Gap report, and that will give you a real good idea of things that you can do and some relative to policy to close the gap. My last slide looks at this issue of equality versus equity. And what's really interesting is sometimes think those words are interchangeable, but they're not. Equality and equity are not the same thing. Equality is fundamental to us as Americans, and most people have heard how we talk about that all men are created equal. So we take for granted that equality is something that everyone should have and everyone should have access to. However, equality requires fairness. In other words, equity demands remedies that redress historic injustices which have prevented or diminished the opportunities for some individuals and groups to succeed. So while equality paves the road to equity, without justice there can be no equity. Ironically, policies that stress uniform distribution or equality tend to succeed, while conversely, policies aiming to achieve equity face challenges as unfair. For example, take affirmative action. Lyndon Johnson's attempt to overcome generations of discrimination and injustice against women and minorities became the law of the land without the approval of many Americans who saw it as unfair because it appeared to favor some as opposed to others. So when you're talking about equity, there's a concern among some people that some people will get an unfair advantage and therefore get ahead. We face that same conundrum today, and it's our hope that our panel provides some insight into why and what each of us can do to bring about positive change. Thank you.